Companies gather data but struggle with insights. Companies often gather a ton of data from consumers, but sometimes struggle to turn it into useful actions. Take Sony's experience in 1999 with their Walkman. They listened to feedback from focus groups and released a yellow version based on positive responses. However, when it hit the shelves, people opted for the original black ones instead. Sony, like many others, found themselves puzzled. Why did customers say one thing but do another? Understanding this gap between what's said and what's done is crucial for companies to make smarter decisions. Companies often prioritize collecting data without putting enough effort into extracting valuable insights that reveal true customer needs. Instead of solely focusing on metrics like the Net Promoter Score, which indicates how likely customers are to recommend products, companies should delve deeper to understand why customers advocate for a product. Companies often find digging into the why behind customer feedback daunting. They'd rather stick to what they already know than venture into uncharted territories. But here's the kicker. Finding actionable insights doesn't have to mean endless hours of interviews. It's not about drowning in data, it's about asking the right questions. Emotions shape choices. To make smart choices, whether it's selecting a financial advisor or subscribing to a new cable service, companies must grasp how people decide. This decision-making process can feel like progressing through a maze for many. It's overwhelming. Imagine you're on a business team trying to figure out the best strategy. Temptations to cut corners and ignore valuable insights lurk around every corner. As a result, both customers and businesses often end up letting their emotions take the reins. When making decisions, people often simplify complex information to what feels right. However, this can lead to biases overriding logic. Here are 8 common biases that impact decision-making. 1. Thinking others share the same knowledge or perspective leads to misunderstandings. 2. Sticking with what's known simply because it's familiar, even if it might not be the best choice. 3. Using the same solution for every problem without considering unique factors. 4. Focusing on trivial details, making problems seem more complex than they are. 5. Allowing surroundings to affect perceptions and decisions. 6. Not taking the time to fully explore essential information before making a decision. 7. Choosing based on appearance rather than substance or quality. 8. Losing sight of the main goal by fixating only on data without considering the broader context. To discover better solutions, it's crucial to question what we think we know. Instead of blindly accepting apparent conclusions, we should actively seek out any gaps or flaws in the data we're presented with. By being aware of hidden influences, we can uncover opportunities for improvement. Interpret customer data with a clear goal. Sometimes companies drown in a sea of data, spending loads of time and money to gather information, but feeling too drained to make sense of it all. It's like having a treasure chest but not knowing which key opens it. But here's the thing, focusing on the freshest data could help a bit, yet even then, it's easy to feel lost in the ocean of numbers. Companies should focus on turning data into valuable information. This means having a clear goal, a problem they want to solve, to help them make sense of interviews, transactions, and profit margins. A good goal not only defines the problem, but also guides how to solve it and helps put the data into context. The Netflix strategy. Having a clear goal not only directs efforts, but also uncovers hidden potential. Take Netflix, for example. Their goal was simple. Increase episode views. By diving into their data, they found a fascinating insight. Viewers got hooked on shows around the 3rd or 4th episode. Instead of sticking to the old school weekly episode release, they took a bold step. They dropped entire seasons at once, fueling binge-watching frenzies. This move wasn't just about satisfying their goal. It revolutionized how we consume TV shows. Openness promotes superior solutions. To explore better solutions, it's crucial to keep an open mind. When tackling a problem, pay attention to your current mindset. Avoid taking mental shortcuts like assuming all customers are alike, which can lead to biased solutions instead of relying on unbiased facts. Steer clear of these shortcuts. 1. Choosing something just because it reminds you of yourself. 2. Seeking information only to confirm what you already believe. 3. Preferring what's familiar or what's been done before. 4. Holding yourself to different standards than others. 5. Opting for the easiest path. 6. Going along with the crowd's decision. 7. Trusting intuition over gaining more experience. Taking shortcuts can lead to disastrous consequences. Consider the Challenger rocket explosion in 1986, which resulted in the loss of the entire crew. This tragedy occurred because decision makers ignored crucial evidence suggesting a delay in the launch. They were aware of issues with the shuttle's O-rings in cold weather conditions, but proceeded anyway. A NASA report from 2004 highlighted that inflexible thinking played a significant role in almost half of the accidents investigated by the agency. This emphasizes the importance of remaining open-minded and adaptable, especially in high-stakes situations like space exploration. Encouraging companies and leaders to tackle challenges with open minds is crucial. By questioning old ways of thinking, we pave the way for better solutions. Fresh perspectives are the fuel for true innovation. Customer-centric focus. Putting customers at the heart of every business decision is vital. However, it's not always clear-cut. Take Ryanair, for example. This budget airline prioritizes low-cost flights over in-flight luxuries. Despite lacking frills, they rake in substantial profits. Surprisingly, 92% of their customers express willingness to fly with them again, with 87% ready to recommend the airline to others. Here, customer centricity translates to providing pocket-friendly airfare. Focusing on what matters, like keeping prices low for Ryanair, is key to making a company more customer-focused. It means making sure everyone in the company knows how to prioritize and commit to putting customers first. According to a study by Bain & Company in 2011, 83% of the top customer-focused companies give their employees clear instructions on how to do this. One way to do this is by having a clear mission statement like, "Our goal is to give customers the right tools and equipment for their needs." This helps everyone in the company know what they're working towards. It's important that everyone shares the same goal and works together to achieve it. Each employee owns customer insight. Research suggests that companies prioritizing customer-centric cultures reap 60% more profits compared to those fixated on internal metrics like cost and profit. Essentially, this means that every employee has a role in gathering insights from customers. Instead of solely focusing on internal numbers, companies benefit more when they actively seek to understand their customers' needs and preferences. To succeed in a company, pay close attention to what it values. If a company prioritizes its customers, it rewards employees who do the same. Take Trader Joe's, for instance. It's all about putting the customer first. Employees there are encouraged to engage directly with customers, making quick changes to meet their needs. The company gives local managers the freedom to adapt stores based on customer feedback. This shows that the whole company is geared towards serving customers better. Because without the right tools, employees can't serve customers effectively. To truly innovate, a company needs to revolve around its customers. Delve deeply into understanding customers. Delving into what customers truly want demands time for conversations, teamwork, brainstorming, critical thinking, and discussions across departments. But in 1980, Professor Reg Revans devised a solution, action learning. This concept saves companies precious time. It involves multiple teams tackling real company issues together. These teams craft solutions and then share them, allowing everyone to grasp how diverse perspectives shape based on the data they use. Through action learning, employees learn to swiftly identify and resolve problems as they arise. In problem solving, it's crucial to avoid rushing into solutions. Instead, dive deep into understanding the issue firsthand. Take the gaming software company, for example. Employees should play the game as customers would, hunting for bugs. The more time spent experiencing products like customers, the better the chances of fixing real problems. Ask customer-focused questions effectively. To understand what customers want, you need to step into their shoes and ask the right questions. Imagine you're a customer and think about why you'd want or need a product or service. For instance, why would millennials be interested in getting a mortgage? Think about different reasons, like maybe a millennial just started a family or they're tired of renting. Consider what influences each reason. Things like being able to find help moving, arranging childcare, or finding a trustworthy home inspector can all impact a millennial's decision about getting a mortgage. Now, come up with solutions for each influence. Maybe there could be a service that helps millennials find reliable home inspectors. Finally, test these solutions by talking to customers to see if they address their main concerns. Understanding how customers make decisions can unlock valuable insights. You don't need to interview tons of people to get meaningful results. By asking the right questions, even a small number of interviews can provide reliable answers. Turn feedback into profit. Back in the 1990s, U-Haul took a good look at what their customers were saying. They noticed something important. Renters were not happy about having to go elsewhere for things like boxes, storage, or insurance. It was an extra hassle they didn't want. So U-Haul decided to make a change. Instead of making customers go elsewhere, U-Haul started offering these accessories themselves. This made the whole moving process much smoother for renters. And it didn't just make customers happier, it also made U-Haul more money. By listening to what customers wanted and taking action, U-Haul ended up outdoing its competitors. To make your business thrive, you've got to dig deep into what your customers want. Whether it's attracting new ones, keeping the current ones happy, or squeezing more value from them, it's all about understanding their needs. Start by figuring out your goal. Do you want to gain, retain, or expand your current customer base? Then, explore every possible way to make money, whether it's directly from customers or through other means. For example, let's say you run a bank. Your customers might worry about their credit. You could offer a subscription service to monitor their credit scores, bringing in direct cash. But what if you're not sure how to turn a customer need into profit? Hire someone who knows how to make money from customer insights. Analyze factors impacting solution advancement. Finding out if a business strategy is working isn't always straightforward. Simply looking at numbers like revenue or brand awareness doesn't give the full story. Companies need to dig deeper and measure things like customer satisfaction and repeat purchases to understand what's going on. Instead of just seeing how much money is coming in, businesses ask their customers how they feel about their experiences. They also look at what customers buy. This combo gives a clearer picture of what's working and what's not. By doing this, companies can make smart changes in real time. They know what makes customers happy and what drives them to buy again. This way, they're not just guessing, they're using real data to make things better. Metrics do more than just measure how well a product performs. They serve as guides for companies, helping them decide how to enhance their overall goals and priorities. By asking the right questions and analyzing data, a company can flourish by actively tracking its progress. It's not just about determining what should be done, but exploring the possibilities of what could be done. Key points. 1. Understand the gap between customer feedback and actions to make smarter business decisions. 2. Adopt emotions in decision-making to steer through complexities effectively. 3. Recognize common biases that influence decision-making to avoid pitfalls. 4. Set clear goals to transform customer data into actionable insights for business success. 5. Promote open-mindedness to encourage innovative solutions and avoid catastrophic mistakes. 6. Prioritize customer centricity in every aspect of business operations for sustainable growth. 7. Utilize effective questioning techniques to uncover valuable customer insights and drive profit.